Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad. Nova Scotia's South Shore is known for its ocean breezes and waterfront vistas, drawing thousands of tourists each year to relax on its many beaches. But in the 2025 federal election campaign, there's nothing laid back about the race to win the riding of South Shore St. Margaret's. Incumbent Rick Perkins is trying to keep the seat for the Conservatives, while newcomer Jessica Fancy Landry hopes to win it back for the Liberals. Mark Embritt is running for the Green Party, and Patrick Boyd is representing the People's Party of Canada. Hayden Henderson is running as an independent. In the 2021 election, Perkins beat Liberal incumbent Bernadette Jordan by about 4%, or 1,800 votes. The NDP finished a strong third, capturing 19% of the vote. Turnout was about 63%. This time, however, with no declared NDP candidate, it appears to be a two-way race between Conservative Perkins and Liberal Fancy Landry in the April 28th vote. Perkins lives in St. Margaret's Bay and says this is the most enthusiastic the voters have been since he first ran in 2019.
I'm getting a great response, a lot of people appreciating the job I've done for the last 4 years, and we're almost running out of signs.
Fancy Landry is originally from Caledonia, Queens County, and now lives in Bridgewater. The teacher, community volunteer, and first-time candidate says it's been an energetic campaign so far with lots of great conversations with voters.
Definitely tariffs and Trump seem to be on the lips of everybody that we are talking to. Affordability. We're hearing a lot of, you know, environmental coastal impact, whether it's fishing, whether it's, you know, Christmas tree farming, whether it's some of our forestry. People have really been reaching out to see, you know, what we can do to help bolster and support the different economies along our South Shore.
The Greens' Mark Embritt is an implementation scientist with Nova Scotia Health. This is the Queensland resident's first full campaign, though he's had his name on the ballot in previous elections for the Greens.
So I decided to align myself with the Green Party because their values around equity and transparency in government and fairness in policies really echoed my own beliefs and my own values.
The People's Party's Boyd is originally from Vancouver and moved to Sable River 3 years ago after spending some time overseas in international banking. This is the first campaign for the consultant and hobby farmer.
We're sicker than we've ever been. We're poorer than we've ever been. We're more censored than we've ever been. And at the same time, you can see the parties that are running, they can really be described as a globalist uniparty. So whether you're on the Liberal side or the Conservative side, it's really hard to differentiate or distinguish between policies.
The riding covers a vast territory stretching from head of St. Margaret's Bay outside Halifax to Clark's Harbour at the southwestern tip of Nova Scotia. In the 2021 election, it counted just under 80,000 voters, but it lost some of those electors when the boundaries were redrawn in 2023. People seem motivated this time to get out and vote. About 19,000 people voted in advance polls over the Easter weekend, mirroring early turnout in the rest of Nova Scotia at about 25%. Katerina Cochran is vice president of the South Queens Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, I think people are really dialed in on this election this time, which, you know, in the past, people are like, yeah, politics in Canada was kind of like, yeah, not really that interested. But even now, even younger people or first voters, they're very anxious about the whole situation with America. And in general, like, it's not as easy to, you know, get yourself in a situation where you can afford a house or get a place, live like a, you know, middle-class life, how it used to be. So I think people are very anxious to see some changes.
Cochran says some of the main concerns in the Liverpool area are housing, poverty, and rural development.
Yeah, I think for a small community like we are here in Liverpool and South Queen, important issues are housing. There's a lot of, you know, low-income housing needs to be built. Poverty, we're one of the poorest riding probably in Nova Scotia. And then the whole rural development for small businesses, like what can be done to help small businesses to get on their feet when they start, come up with maybe tax breaks that would be helpful for the community.
She said the commercial fishery and the environmental impacts of open-pen fish farming are also among the issues at play. At a recent candidates' meet and greet in Liverpool, voters said the lucrative lobster fishery, the fear of Trump tariffs, and the overall tenor of politics were on their minds. Danielle Robertson of Port Jolly said she wants to see the federal government enforce fisheries regulations to help protect an industry that generates close to $500 million for southwestern Nova Scotia. Fishermen are upset with what they see as illegal fishing in the wake of the Marshall decisions that guaranteed Indigenous communities a moderate livelihood in the fishery.
Where I live, I can see evidence of, you know, abuse of the fishery and overfishing. And I've talked to fisheries officers who feel like they're not able to do their job. And I think our resources are really taking a hit. I think our fish are being overfished. And I'm really hoping that the federal government will step up and enforce their federal fishing policies.
Conservative Rick Perkins says he's been a big advocate for fish harvesters since he was elected in 2021. And he says the Liberals haven't done enough to crack down on poachers.
We believe it begins with enforcing the law and then sitting down once the law is enforced and people are abiding by the law and negotiating access for more access for First Nations. As long as there's no penalty and no enforcement, why would I come to the table to negotiate when the government lets me do whatever I want whenever I want?
Liberal Jessica Fancy Landry says that she wants to sit down with all sides in the dispute while acknowledging the Department of Fisheries and Oceans must be allowed to enforce the law.
Another thing is, you know, how many of the fishermen or whatnot have actually been brought to the table when policy and draft bills have been in place. So it's that engagement. And I think a lot of the time people feel disenfranchised or disempowered because they haven't been asked to be at the table. The line's drawn in the sand right now with conservative versus liberal versus whatever party. It's time for us to all come together and actually have some courageous conversation.
Scott Slesser is a stained glass artist in Liverpool. He says this election is an opportunity to tackle interprovincial trade barriers. But he says regardless of the issue, he wants more cooperation among the parties.
And I'm looking for people who are going to be willing to work together. You know, we've seen that minority governments get a lot done for our country. But the way people are interacting has been extremely negative. And I'm really hopeful that we can kind of bring that a little bit back to some civility.
No matter what happens after Monday's election, candidates and voters in South Shore St. Margaret's may be looking for a beach break. That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.